You'll be 40. Eigenlijk. Nee. Maar het doet wel denken aan. Les mamans, d'aujourd'hui, Ingeborg et Bartel, parce qu'il faut savoir qu'est-ce que ça veut dire être maman. Oftewel, het thema van de week is mama. Dat je dat even weet. Even kijken.
Ja, brood en wijd.
Nou, dat is betrekkelijk en tijdelijk. Ik denk dat de man eerder overbodig wordt dan de vrouw bij de voortplanting. Ja, celdeling of zo, weet je wel.
Okay. Ik hoor nu dat ik niet te horen was bij mijn intro, dus dat schiet niet lekker op. Maar het is dus woensdag, het is 3 uur geweest, Teranga, Radio Teranga, oui.
Ja, u is hier, Radio Teranga, bonjour. Was ik wel te horen dan?
Ja, jij wel.
Oh, grappig. Ja. Dus ik praatte tegen een doof of een stomme.
Nou, wie weet lekte ergens toch nog wat geluid van mij door, maar het zal heel weinig zijn geweest.
Ah, en hoe hoorde je dat dan? Dat je niet te horen was?
Het klonk gek en toen keek ik en zag ik het schuifje dicht staan. Ja, dat geeft dan de doorslag. Denk ik, is dicht de schuif? Nee, dan kunnen de mensen het niet hebben gehoord.
En ik schrok al. Ik dacht, straks heeft hij een koptelefoon op. Maar dat kan niet.
Dat heb ik inderdaad op. Wel op. En toch hoorde ik... Dat vond ik ook al gek klinken, maar niet gek genoeg. Dat ik dacht, hé, mijn microfoon staat niet open.
Jeetje mina.
Ja. Ik zat meer te denken, hé, wat is die muziek hard en is Jo zacht. Dus ik was daar meer mee bezig, terwijl ik aan het letsen was.
Ja, dat Jij is dacht, ik mooi. Ben zacht, maar ik was zacht. Jij was zelf zacht.
Ik was nog zachter. Ik was nog het zachtst.
Ja, je zag het er zelf.
Ik vind het mooi. Dit is echt een heel mooi herbeleven. Dat we gewoon binnen zeg maar 4 minuten alweer in de herbeleving zitten.
Ja. Best diep.
Ik zie eigenlijk een grote toekomst in het herbeleven.
Ja. Dus,
En nu in het Frans.
Oh ja. En het is ook alweer een herbeleving in het Frans.
Ja, jij kan Frans.
Revivement.
Wat?
Revitalisation, non.
Revivre.
Goeie vraag, hé.
Ja. Dat vind ik, ja, oké. Revivre. Herleven? Ja.
We kunnen het aan Mustafa vragen, want die is ook in de uitzending. Ja. Mustafa,
hallo. Bonjour, bonjour, Mustafa.
Hallo, hallo. Mustafa, open your mic. Oh.
Okay. Hallo, bonjour Radio Teranga, bonjour Amsterdam.
Hallo, hallo, hallo. Bonjour, bonjour. Hallo.
Bonjour.
Okay. Dans la nature.
Dans la nature, je suis là, à la maison.
Aha, avec tout.
Avec les femmes.
Avec les mamans.
Avec les mamans, oui.
Oui, c'est jour de femme.
Yeah, aujourd'hui, c'est la journée mondiale de la femme.
Bonjour, madame. Do you speak English?
Yes. Yes.
It's better than French?
We cannot speak French.
You don't speak French, okay. Then I don't speak English.
So what are you speaking this?
We can talk English, it's no problem.
Yeah.
I say welcome to the show of Radio Teranga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Radio Teranga is already for 1 year on the air, in the internet air.
Mm-hmm.
And every week we talk from our hearts to people like you, brothers and sisters in Africa, in Senegambia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, Senegal is there, but Senegal is also here.
We know.
That's because of migration. And sometimes I am here in Amsterdam, and sometimes I am there in Senegal. That's also migration.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. I hear you. They hear you, but they are workers. They work. In the medical hospital,
okay.
They are here to sensibilize me about their medicine. That's why we are here, and I want to introduce them to the crew, Radio Teranga.
Okay,
welcome, ladies.
Yes, you are welcome, sister. What's your name?
Fatima.
Fatima, today we are talking about mom. Yeah. Yeah, and you are mom. I hope you want to be a mom one day. Yeah. Okay, today we are talking about mom. Yeah, I want you to, you know, bring your contribution about mom. Oh, what do you say, yo?
Yeah, I want to be sensibilized about what it is to be mother, about motherhood, about you know, about giving birth, and
mother,
about
mother.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit busy.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about
that? About giving life.
Yeah,
because the woman give life. Yeah. What are you thinking about that?
You're
supposed to be a mom one day. Yeah. This is the emission Radio Teranga.
We want more. So what day you see what's up? What day you see what's
up? They don't want to participate in my program. I know that, but they want to sell me them stuff. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah,
okay.
They want to tell me them medical, but they don't want to participate in my emission. But it's a great emission, like Mama Day. Yeah.
Maybe it's too private. But if they cannot participate, I cannot buy their medicine.
But tell me about the medicine. What is what kind of medicine you have? You are.
We have medical
conditions. I don't hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, explain.
We work as a magnetic therapist.
At all?
Magnetic therapy.
Magnetic therapy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, magnetic. Wow.
You know about that? You know about that, yo?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Yeah, I don't know about magnetic therapy. They
and
try
maybe
to explain me, but I don't know.
Yeah, tell her. Tell the man what it is, magnetic therapy.
Explain.
It's a way of curing people without the use of injection, operation, or scanning.
But with magnets?
But through our natural devices and organic products, we cure people.
All right. But yeah. Do you use a big magnet?
I just have one more small. I've been saving the use of that. What? Okay, do not take for that.
Do you use the big magnet?
We use magnet. Hmm? Let me show you our machine.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah, I'm ready for Ranga. Free up. Don't worry. Like swim in the sea.
Buy our medication.
Yeah, we can buy it. We can buy it. That is.
This is our machine.
Okay. You can see that.
Okay. It's a picture.
Yeah, it's a picture. That is. It's a picture, but.
I see feet.
Behind is like.
Yeah, is the medication.
The medication is behind. You know? You see
secret.
That?
Yeah, I can't see. That's secret. I know.
Yeah.
It's plastic.
It's plastic, yeah.
It's not plastic. No. It is a medicated.
Total. Yeah. Is it good for the foot?
Yes.
And human system.
And human system?
Wow. Reflexology. Okay, they touch your feet. Yeah. Did you show them your foot, Mustafa?
Yeah. My foot, I don't show them my foot. I used to do operation, you see that? Even you want to buy me the tea for the food, me, I don't can understand.
You should buy the tea for your food.
Well, the tea is good for my food. Okay. I never see this kind of medicine. All right. On va retourner sur Radio Teranga, Dakar, Amsterdam, pour parler sur maman.
Yeah.
Je vais retourner. Le micro à Yo.
Ok, merci. Yeah, you know, we are waiting for the mothers, and while we are waiting, we can maybe play something from Christmas songs, you know?
Yeah, it's
because
almost Christmas.
I had my first Christmas meal already,
yeah.
You know, in the World House, in the house for the sans-papiers.
Okay.
And we had a nice speech. Speech was done by Yusuf. Yusuf is an old man. He was one of the founders of We Are Here, just like Dr. Ko and Pablo and myself, and we were singing together. You can listen to it right now, if Bert can do that. I will find it.
Yeah, talk a bit, because I put it somewhere. I have to look it up. One moment.
Yeah, that's okay. No worry. Yeah, for privacy, it's good to close the camera, Mustafa, because I think the ladies are not so happy to be in the program.
No, they think it's the video. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, we have to pray for the cat of Michel, because the cat of Michel has a broken leg. That's why we don't have Michel.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Ben je er klaar voor? Ik heb het gevonden. I found it. I can start the recording. Ja?
Christmas in the World House. Let's go. Yusuf.
Every time when there is a difficult way, there is an easy way. The good example which we have it, the year was beginning and now the year is finished. And I believe if you have any problem or you face a lot of challenge or any kind of a challenge, one day will be ending and will be story. In the Mayusri Yusra, everybody, if you look, the rich people, everybody have his own story, what he's going through. But the message today, we have to keep strong, and I love all of you. And we have some candle, by the way.
We do love you.
I love you too. the reason why we put the candle on, maybe it's something you know or something new. In the back days in Africa, when there is a party or there is anything such commit bringing people together, we always people put it fire. But because we're living in the Western world, we know how we cannot make fire. So today we put it candle. We put it candle. This is the symbol of love. I believe if you're in a romantic way, when somebody put the candle on, he says romantic. So today this is the symbol of love. And I wish you very lovely and you never know. Anything can happen in the future.
It's not a candle, it's a fire.
Fire!
Bringing people together.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We have now dinner, and then we have some music, and we have also some DJs. And please, have fun, and be together, share together. We are here tonight for the World House, but we are here tonight to support all the undocumented people in Amsterdam. Please, have a good time tonight, be together, talk with each other, and we will be with a fantastic night. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We are here! We live life for people, for women, in everybody's life. We are here and we will fight for freedom of movement in everybody's life. We are here and we will fight for freedom of movement in everybody's life. Oh la la, oh yeah, solidarity, I'm the Christ of Papi. Oh la la, oh yeah, solidarity, I'm the Christ of Papi. Que Frau, que Mesa y Senegal, que Man, que Frau, que Mesa y Senegal, que Man, que Frau, que Mesa y Senegal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Zo, ja, dat was het.
Ja, mooi hè?
Ja, prachtig.
You like the slogan, Mustafa?
Ja, yeah, on a célébré, oui. Oui, on a célébré. Vraiment, je love... I love the slogan. You know?
We are here. And we will fight for freedom of movement and everybody's right.
Definitely. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And the condol too, yeah, the condol is a love
candle, yeah, love. No candle, fire, but candle,
yeah. is it the manifestation or what?
The Christmas meeting.
The Christmas.
Yeah, last Sunday, Friday.
Okay. Well, it's a nice program. Yeah. And I hope they enjoy it. Yeah. look like a manifestation, like, you know, celebration, party.
Look what I have. I have a bone. I have a bone from the sheep. Lulu, I will give it to Lulu now. Watch this. Kijk eens, Lulu. Kijk eens, kijk eens, kijk eens, kijk eens, kijk eens, kijk eens.
Ja.
No, she's not hungry. Oké, okay, dan not.
Graag
of niet? Ja. Nee, dat gaat wel goed. Dan is ze rustig. I keep her quiet with a nice sheep bone.
Now, the sheep are very important, especially in Radio Taranga. We always have sheep.
Only sometimes.
Can you see, can you find one sheep around you, Mustafa? Oh, Mustafa is gone. Hey.
Hey.
Okay, nog niet. Zeg maar, Ingeborg zou komen. Waar is ze nou?
Ja, ik heb haar nog weer gezegd, kom je. Want het was veel tijd. Nou.
Ah.
Ja, dan weet ik het eigenlijk niet. Dan moet zij moet nu zeggen van, hey, ik kom er niet in. Maar er, ik, niks. Dus ik weet het niet. Ik zie wel dat Mustafa terug is. You're back.
Okay. Mustafa, maybe you can find the sheep around you, because I like the sound of the sheep. Well, anyway. Now, I wanted to talk with Ingeborg and Mustafa about also the political situation in the Netherlands, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's news about the migration politics.
Ik ga een beetje opjagen dan.
We can talk about it. But I will introduce it first to Mustafa.
Yeah.
Mustafa, you know, in Holland is a sovereign state and they make laws in parliament. And last Monday they talked about a law against the sans-papier. In this law they say that if you are without papers, you are criminal. They can put you in prison. And then, actually, if you help somebody without papers, you are also criminal, you know? And for some people, this was a little bit too much. So now they changed the law a little bit. And now the minister says that he will only put people in prison who have no papers and who refuse to leave. So there are also people who refuse to leave who do have papers, but that's not a story. That's about tourism. And then in the parliament last Monday, they make a discussion, and then they say, yeah, it's okay. We make a law to criminalize all the people without papers, but we will only catch the people who refuse to leave. So, in practice, that means that every time they catch you, you can say, yeah, I was just about to leave, you know? And then they have to let you go, because you don't refuse to leave.
Yeah.
But if they put you in prison, you cannot leave, you know? Because you are in prison, and you cannot just walk out of the prison. So they make it impossible for you to leave. That's a kind of paradox. You understand? Yeah. It's crazy, no? Anyway, the point is, it's already now that if you refuse to leave and you have no papers, they already put you in prison. Only they don't call it prison.
Detention.
They call it detention. Yeah, they call it administrative detention. Because you don't commit any crime. You're just in prison for no reason. And that's why they cannot call it prison. They call it detention of strangers.
Yeah.
Well, this law is quite if the minister is true, that they only catch people who refuse to leave, and not all the people without papers, then it's not much of a change, because it's already now happening that people put in prison. Because it is a prison, because you cannot leave, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but then somebody said, yeah, but if they put you, if they make it criminal, then they can put you in a normal prison, and you will be together with criminals.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody knows that if you put people in prison with criminals, they become criminals themselves.
Yeah.
So, this is how they criminalize people who are not criminals, but are illegal, or illegalized, as I say.
Yeah.
So, it's another paradox, you know? First, you tell them to leave, and if you don't leave, they put you in prison, so you cannot leave. And then they call you criminals, because you're not criminal, but they have to call you criminal, and then they put you in a criminal prison, then you become a prisoner, a criminal. Yeah. So they produce their own bullshit all the time.
Yeah.
This is politics and democracy in Holland. Do you understand?
No, but I know.
This is happening. Yeah, I was trying to explain to Mustafa, but he is not reflecting anymore. Maybe he's after the sheep.
Yeah.
Or maybe he lost the connection. I still see him without microphone.
Yeah. He's listening.
Maybe he's looking for his headset. I don't know. Anyway, it would be interesting to compare this with the machinery of the political situation in Greece,
for instance. Yeah, of course.
Or in Gambia, you know.
I hope she's coming. There is something with time. More time difference with Greece than I thought.
And I think Ingeborg has a dog problem. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right. Did you hear my explanation?
Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
Okay. Can you follow it, or is it too complicated?
Yeah, it's too complicated, but when they put you in the detention, after the detention, what's happened? They deport you, or I don't know.
Yeah, they put you in detention, so they can easily deport you. But very often they cannot deport because the people in your country don't accept you, and then they have to let you go again, and then you're on the street again.
When they catch you again, they put you again in the detention.
And they put you again in detention because, you know, it's that's happening already, you know. So I don't really understand why they make this new law. It's highly symbolic, and it's counterproductive, and it's completely crazy and paradoxical. And I mean, I don't understand myself. I only try to explain for you so that you can understand a little bit about how crazy it is. But I cannot explain. Because I'm not a psychiatrist.
Okay, but me, in my position, because I'm a migrant, I'm from Senegal to Gambia. I'm here, but they don't treat me like that. You know, I'm here. I don't have all my document, but you know, I can leave. You know, easily. You know, without no problem. But the concept is not the same because. Europe and Africa, yeah, is not the same concept. But today I'm here with my brother too, Lamin Sanyang is my brother, you know, from another mother since a long time, you know.
All right.
He's a Gambian, you know, and you know I want you to know him because he's a good man for me. Lamin can explain too about Gambia, about you know, life, about the migrants. I mean, this man is Yo. Yo is one of my dad in Europe. Yo.
Hello.
Hey, Lamin, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, fine. How are you?
Yeah. Is this okay. Your first time or did we meet before?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Okay, welcome.
So, hope you are enjoying.
Yeah. That's yeah, we're talking. Actually, we are waiting for the mothers, but they're not coming yet.
Yeah, okay.
But then, tell me, do you have... Mustafa says you're brothers, yeah?
Yeah, you are brother from the same, different family, mother.
Okay, different mother. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
But the same father.
Yeah, you are okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
That's good.
Nice. Okay, nice to meet you. And you,
nice
you
to
live
meet
in,
you.
And you live in Gambia too?
Yeah, I'm living in Gambia.
All right.
Yeah.
And how's your mother?
Well, she's fine.
All right. Nice to hear that.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah. So yeah. What are you up to?
For me, I'm just managing. I'm not just managing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get around.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Managing.
So how's Holland?
Well, like you know, it's cold.
It's cold, yeah, it's cold. The atmosphere is changed.
And it's cloudy. It's not much sunshine today.
Yeah.
Very little.
Okay.
And, you know, the trees, all the leaves have fallen from the trees. Almost all the leaves have fallen.
Yeah.
Well, not all. I in my garden, I have several plants who keep their leaves. That's nice, you know.
Yeah. That's nice.
But you know,
I do gardening.
Yeah,
I'm a
good.
Farmer. I'm a farmer.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah.
I have my own little garden, but I kind of say I'm a farmer. But I like to grow things and make things nice. You know.
Yeah, in our slogan, he said, you know, grow what you eat, eat what you grow. Yeah, it's our slogan. It's our slogan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that slogan of your family or of the Gambia or of the farmers or what?
Of the farmers of the Gambia.
All right. Eat what you grow and grow what you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a local production.
I wish to see you in the Gambia, you know?
Yeah, I know.
The smiling coast.
Just wait. I'm coming.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think... I don't know how, but I'm coming. Maybe by boat.
We are expecting you, okay?
Nice.
Yeah,
but, you know, as a farmer, what you say is true. You know, if you ask me about Holland, the biggest difference between Holland and Gambia is the climate. You know,
The climate,
and also the nature that is produced by the climate in a way.
Yeah,
and then you know, it's a hell of a difference.
Yeah,
actually,
a bit different.
But at the same time, it doesn't stop me from coming to you, and it doesn't stop you from coming to me.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The atmosphere is nice. You are not far from the ozone.
Yeah, I'm a hole in the ozone, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, but Lamin, tell me, what do you grow?
For me, I grow cassava, groundnut, maize, different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and no animals.
Animals, and there's no space for me here. But I know I like to animal husbandry. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's no space with me here.
And if you make a meal with cassava and groundnuts, how do you prepare it?
Someone borrowed me a farm. I planted there, so
okay.
I harvested.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it far away?
In this day, I do cook it.
You don't?
It's not. Yeah, it's not far from me.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you show it already to Mustafa?
Yeah, I saw it to Mustafa, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good worker. He can help.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Mustafa, did you see his estate?
Yeah.
Okay. What does it look like?
It's nice. It looks like a big farmer. It's nice that the cassava is nice, you know. Everything is growing nice. Maybe next year the cassava will be paid.
Nice. Maybe hey, Lamin, can you send me a picture of your cassava? Then we put it on the website for the program.
Yeah.
Send me a nice picture of the plants. That will be nice.
Yeah. Okay, after I will do that after.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hello, Gambia. We move to I think we move to Greece right now because we have a mother.
Yeah.
We have a mother of invention. We have a mother of intervention. Yeah. Yeah, Ingeborg.
Team of today.
Okay, hi guys.
Hello guys, how are you?
Well, I'm a bit depressed because I got very, very bad news for all the refugees coming from Africa towards Europe.
Yeah,
because, you know, there's this one-man NGO called Aegean Boat Report.
Yeah.
And a Norwegian, for me, hero, he's called Tommy Olsen. Yeah, he has also been indicted by Mitsotakis, the Greek prime minister, of human trafficking, espionage, membership of a criminal organization, whitewashing of money. You know, like me and like the 24/8 workers, volunteer sea rescuers on Lesbos. And I cannot say more right now, it's under embargo, but if I say it's depressing news, you can believe me.
Yeah.
So I'm really very worried. And we have to take action together with Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, all the powerful human rights agencies in the whole world.
Yeah.
So this is 5 minutes fresh.
Okay.
So I'm walking around in my apartment and screaming because the whole situation is just getting worse and they don't learn because all the court cases with fictional accusations of humanitarians who save refugees' lives and who help refugees end up with acquittal. They all go free in the end. But court cases like that can go on for 7 years, four years. They can even arrest you. That is even more traumatic. It's shit.
Shit, man. What is the news? About the refugee.
He is not a refugee. He is an NGO that collects the data of all the refugees that take boats from Turkey to come to Greece and then are pushbacked by the Greek Coast Guard, and sometimes they drown, so then the Greek Coast Guard committed mass murder, you know?
Obviously, they can cause mass murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this guy, because he is doing this great job, he has an alarm line, so when you are in a boat crossing from Turkey to Greece, you call this guy in Norway, and he knows exactly where the boat is and then tells it to Frontex and also to the Coast Guard so the refugees can be saved. But because he does this, he is accused of human fucking traveling. Excuse my French.
No. That's not part of that. It's just part of help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm devastated, and right now I am packing my bags, and I go to Crete, you know, on the side that is facing Africa.
Yeah.
And the house where I will be on the mountain with two other ladies, friends of mine, and my dogs, has a view of the little island Gavdos. And lately, many African refugees washed up, drowned, dead on the shores of this little island.
It's unfortunate.
No, it's not unfortunate. It's dystopian and beyond depression.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunate is when you lost your keys.
Yeah.
This is a bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
So you can go on Facebook and go to AEG and Boat Report, and you see everything that he has documented. And I call upon all the countries in Africa to support AEG and Boat Report and this guy who manages it, because we need all the support in the whole world, just like we had at the time for Julian Assange. Okay,
I will do that. I will check on Facebook.
Okay, and the other horrible news that I have is that on Lesbos, during this winter month, December, 60 Sudanese women with children, only women with children, who immediately got their Greek asylum, they will be put out of the camp with no money, no shelter, no work, no food, no pampers, only residence papers, and how they will survive, the Greek government and the EU do not care.
It's a problem.
You told us last week. But the other thing that we want to talk to you about, Ingeborg, is that probably tomorrow the Dutch lawmakers will decide on this helping of the Dutch story. Jo wants to talk to you about that, but where is Jo now? Jo, where ben je?
Yeah. I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, ik ben er toch.
Okay.
Well, about the law of that of helping undocumented
migrant. Yeah.
Okay, but can we change to French?
Oui, évidemment, je peux parler français si tu veux.
Parce qu'il y a quelqu'un qui est arrivé maintenant. Elle va venir tout de suite. Je dois introduire le thème. Une explication que j'ai faite avant en anglais, mais c'est compliqué. C'est sur la loi pour faire criminel.
Non, est-ce que je peux expliquer à ta place?
Pardon?
Est-ce que je peux expliquer à ta place?
Ah oui, bien sûr. Allez-y.
Ok. On parle de la criminalisation des réfugiés en premier. Mais une fois que les sans-papiers, donc des personnes qui sont en Grèce et en Hollande, et ils ont été refusés à l'asile, ils doivent quitter le pays dans 7 jours, ce qui est impossible. Et après, avec la nouvelle loi, qu'en Hollande, une idiote ancienne ministre avec le nom Marjolein Faber a proposé, et ces nouvelles lois sont exactement une copie des lois qui existent déjà en Grèce, où je suis moi en tant que journaliste. Donc, si cette proposition passe, alors automatiquement, le résultat sera qu'une personne qui aide un sans-papier est criminalisée aussi. Donc, même donner un verre d'eau à un sans-papier devient un acte criminel.
Vous avez compris ? C'est sévère. Oui, oui.
Donc, c'est vraiment horrible. Ça existe déjà en Grèce. Et si la loi passe demain en Hollande, la Hollande aura le même enfer qui existe déjà en Grèce.
Oui.
Oui, c'est bien expliqué. C'est vraiment dommage. C'est vraiment dommage et c'est insupportable.
Vous les gars, vous avez toujours des mots tellement polis et tellement doux. C'est pas dommage. C'est l'horreur totale.
Oui, c'est horrible. C'est horrible. C'est horrible.
Ouais.
Parce que on nous dit la mondialisation. Avec la mondialisation, donc les territoires doivent être mondiaux aussi.
Non, c'est la globalisation du fascisme, mon ami.
C'est vrai. C'est vrai.
C'est une autre globalisation. Et je suis désolée, mais ici en Europe, le fascisme devient de plus en plus fort dans tous les pays. Et ça sera de plus en plus impossible pour des réfugiés de trouver la protection et la paix en Europe. Et ici en Europe, les gens solidaires qui se battent pour vous tous vont finir en tôle comme les réfugiés, comme des vrais criminels. C'est dingue, c'est inimaginable, c'est hallucinant.
Ils vont tous les mettre dans un même sac. C'est dommage.
Mais dans tout cela, où est ONU, le rôle de ONU, où sont
Human Oli, Rights. Quel Oli? Tommy Olsen, lui, il est en Norvège, et du Norvège, parce que déjà, il ne peut pas rentrer en Grèce, parce que déjà, il a été criminalisé, et dès qu'il mettra un pied en Grèce, il va être jeté en tôle immédiatement.
Mustapha, il demande dans tout cela où est le rôle de l'ONU. Mais l'ONU, c'est l'Union européenne.
C'est les Nations Unies.
Oui, c'est les Nations Unies.
Human rights.
Oui, c'est les Nations Unies.
Dans tout cela, mais les nazistes, qu'est-ce que j'entends par les nazistes? Les fascistes, c'est qui les fascistes? C'est qui n'aime pas les
Africains? Les fascistes sont des partis politiques qui ramassent de plus en plus de votes.
Et c'est des racistes qui n'aiment pas les Africains ou bien qui n'aiment pas les immigrés ou bien. C'est la racisme.
Mais les fascistes sont des racistes, évidemment.
C'est des nationalistes.
Non, des fascistes, c'est pire.
C'est des racistes. Les fascistes sont des racistes.
Il faut que vous compreniez ce que c'est le fascisme. Allez en Google et apprenez, parce que c'est très important.
Oui. Yeah, je comprends le fascisme.
Écoutez, mes chers amis, il faut que je m'en aille maintenant parce qu'il faut que je fasse ma valise pour aller en Crète où je travaillerai sur les réfugiés qui arrivent sur cette petite île, Gavdos. Et je suis très, très déprimée par tout ce qui se passe et ça sera encore pire parce que tous ces réfugiés qui arrivent morts, parce que on les trouve sur les plages de cette petite île, morts. La semaine passée, il y en avait 17, dont 9 enfants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alors, je vous rejoins la semaine prochaine de Crète. Et il faut vraiment prier que la proposition de la nouvelle loi ne passera pas demain en Hollande.
Oui. On va prier pour cela.
OK. Merci. Merci. Je vous embrasse tous. Fais la loi.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.
Fais la loi. À bientôt, les amis.
Merci, merci beaucoup. C'est bien.
Oui. Au revoir, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Merci. D'accord.
Allô.
Allô.
Allô, Gambia.
Dat was ja. Oké, maar waar het om gaat, we moeten zingen. Ja?
Is dat het?
On va chanter, Mustafa.
Ja?
Ja, on va chanter.
Ah, wauw, pour maman.
Oui, pour maman.
Ah oui, ah oui, ah oui. Où sont les bougies?
Ah oui, les bougies. Je vais trouver les bougies.
Okay. Les candles.
En même temps, tu peux parler avec ta mère, ok? Allez-y.
Yeah. Sans caméra. Ok. Je le souhaite un joyeux anniversaire.
Merci beaucoup.
Goudou fan wergiyaram xam nga lepp li nga bëgg ci jabot gi yalla defal lako. I wish you happy birthday mommy.
Amen.
You know, I don't know, I don't have the words, but you know, God, I pray for you to God grant you and you know give you long life, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, God grant you.
Give you long life.
Give you long life. Yeah.
Long life and santé.
Yeah, this is you best of luck.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, je vous souhaite tout le bien du monde.
Le meilleur.
Yeah, tout le meilleur. Jamu ci yow rek.
Amin, amin waay. Yalla ñu yalla defal jamm ñun ñepp, guddu fan wër bu yaram. Lepp lu gën ci ñun ñepp yalla defal ñuko.
Amin. Ok, maintenant, yo, tu as trouvé les bougies? On va
oui.
Chanter. Ok. Et là, on va allumer les bougies, on va chanter. No stress.
Ok.
Allez,
chantez.
Joyeux anniversaire. Joyeux anniversaire, Martin. Joyeux anniversaire. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Martin. Happy birthday to you. Allez, happy birthday, Lucy Monet. Happy birthday, Lucy Monet. Happy birthday, Lucy Monet. Yeah, dundal, pam, 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 pum.
Amin.
Pum.
Amin.
Gudufan wergiaram.
Amin.
Gosok ke injeri nyu boyop.
Amin. Ma ini mana kali? Na 68 tahun.
Nah, that is the blessing.
Yeah,
that is called blessing. That is called blessing. That is blessing. You are son of God. I tell you.
Yeah.
You are son of God. I see you. Since I'm born in, since I'm coming in life, I see your face, your eyes. I know you have connection with God.
Yeah.
I'll tight. Yeah. Yeah.
Bofao.
Yeah. Mama lover. Mama
Papa, Michel, tout le studio.
I wish all of them, you know, good, hunger, long life, good healthy, all the best, you know. But Michel, yo, everyone, you know, we are here to make life again. Bafau. Yeah.
Very good, right?
All right.
You tamit yalla la yalla defal lepp li nga bëgg yalla defal la wër gu yaram ak guddu fan.
Amen.
Wër gu yaram ak guddu fan mo jara ñaan lepp li gën rek yalla yonne ñuko li gënul nak mu sandi ñuko taxak.
Amen.
Yonne lepp li gën rek le meilleur rek.
Le meilleur,
ce qui n'est pas meilleur. On ne le voit même pas arriver.
Ça, c'est vrai.
Ouais.
Ça, c'est vrai. Yeah. Yeah. That is life. Le monde est trop petit, ouais. Trop court.
Le monde est court. La vie est courte.
La vie est trop courte, but, you know.
Ouais.
Yeah. On peut s'immortaliser si on fait des bonnes choses.
Des bonnes choses, oui.
Des bons actes, tu vois, tu peux t'immortaliser, like, you know, Patrick Lumumba, like, you know, like many great men in the world, you know. Yeah, amna ñoo xamni duñu mësa dé sen tour da fay dess histoire.
Deug la mom.
Yeah. L'histoire retiendra.
Té lool yépp def lu baax rek moko indi.
Wow.
Bo def lu baax ci aduna mom sa tour du rër.
That's true. Yeah. Ah, lola. Yo.
Ana sa waji. Ton ami Gambien, il n'est pas venu aujourd'hui.
Aujourd'hui, je suis avec Lamine. Mon ami, ah. mon ancien ah. Lamine.
Ton ancien ami Lamine.
Lamine, ouais, je suis avec Lamine.
Ouais, Lamine nul mais Lamine ouais, Lamine. Lamine nul nala. Nul nala. Maïfi.
Alhamdulillah.
Jerejeuf amon na la
ma la raw
yaay ci jam
alhamdullilah mang la ñaanal
wa waxamu ñaanal de mo ñaanam day nangule
man mang la ñaanal man
ñaanal wa yow yaay mamadou lamine bo ñaané rek day dal
julikat la de
mang la ñaanal
wa amin way amin
na yo ko ñaan inshallah
yokal bu baakha baax
ay ñaanu xass la yor de ay ñaanu
xass la yor manela moy mamadou lamine moy mamadou lamine
lamine waaw borom baara
ñaanam day dal
la wilay ah ku baax la jola la xam nga du jappé ba légui bayiwul depi xam nga
taw bokk la
fébré nonu mo fébré jogé Dakar ba ñibisi wat ba légui ñu nak ñoo fi nek
deug la
mo tax tamit mo tax fi bo bo leg ñu
wallahi de moy sa ñati ge de
waaw dañuy xulo jappal bay am ay oye de ba way xam nga
wa non la kana gisul lo sonkop jomay
wala
non la rek duñu bayante
dañuy bayante
jappal bay rek
wa jappal bay lu ko tak tasugo xam nga
non fu jappal bay nek deug mo fa am fu jappal bay nek deug mo fa am parce que naxante am ba
nante amu fa merci
wala lol la
non la demé té dalay wax deugul mom dalay wax deugul julli baana bayfal julli baana di tay nga bayyi suba julli baana japp ci julli bi xam nga
wa
advice the good advice xam nga
ah dafa wara wuyo turam comme yow tamit yow ci sa bop da nga war yéna bokul turon do di
deugul di deugul I know that I know
ah wa yéna bokul turon do di
I know. Wala. Ba bi neegi ni xana Hollande yi war nañ deug Olof de. Yo ak ki Michel ak ki. Bert. War nañ deug Olof. Bert nanga def.
Ja, goed. Oké.
Nanga fi. Nanga goed. Oké.
Michel nanga def.
Michel, on t'entend pas. Michel, nanga def?
Okay.
Michel, dame ni micro da fa fay.
Okay, ah micro mom na da fa fay. Okay. Nanga def, but is how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm fine. Yes.
Okay. Mangifi. You can say Mangifi.
Mangifi.
All right. That's good. That's the first lesson, you know. Uh-huh. We can learn every day or every week to what?
Mangifi.
Yeah, lolu baxna. Naka liggey bi, how's work? Naka liggey